The Rampart fuel spill response is on hold as the village council waits on grant funding to continue cleanup.
We have applied for a brownfield grant to finish the cleanup and turn it into a community place.
That's Floyd Green, first chief of the Rampart Village Council. He says the council is applying for the grant through the Yukon Intertribal Watershed Council. Meanwhile, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has placed the spill zone in its contaminated sites program after the fuel soaked too deep in the soil to excavate. Tom DeRider is the DEC on-scene coordinator.
The initial response actions had been completed. There was still significant amounts of fuel left in the ground, and that would require a long-term treatment. And so what is normal practice, we turn it over to our contaminated sites program.
Over 2,700 gallons of diesel fuel spilled last April near the Rampart Airport after a tanker trailer owned by the Rampart Village Council rode off a snow-covered road. DeRider says the tanker, along with the contaminated snow, vegetation, and topsoil, has been removed, and the Contaminated Sites Program is monitoring the area's resources. Chief Green says there has been no reports of affected wildlife. The spill site sits approximately 150 yards from the Yukon River.